And at 7:37, it's good morning to Darren Frehill.
Good morning to you as well, Audrey. One game last night in the Guinness Pro 14, but what a game. This one, I know it's very early in the season, but it's already a contender for match of the season. Munster beating Cardiff 38 points to 27. One of those matches, it was just end to end, a rugby feast, well worth watching. Bonus point win for the Irish side, crucially, and they go top of Conference B. The Munster coach, Johan van Grand, spoke with Marcus Horn on TG Carr's coverage of the game last night.
Some very good rugby from our side tonight. And I think that last try came at a crucial moment in the game. Two quality sides, but I'll take the 5 points.
They gave up maybe scores after scoring themselves, but later in the game, decisions to go to the corner and getting the score after Maul, just good game management must have pleased you really well.
Yeah, look, with them scoring, I think, in the second or third minute, and then we going to the corner flag and scoring a try, we knew this wasn't going to be a night for taking too much penalties. So it was two sides that wanted to play, perfect conditions out here tonight. So I think both sides were exceptionally positive tonight. And, credit to Cardiff, they're a quality side, and I think they'll go far in this competition.
The way the guys came off the bench as well and just probably up to the gear as well, how important is that for you? Because you talked about maybe having to use a lot of players in the next couple of weeks. That level of consistency when you make changes, that's going to be important for you.
Yeah, look, it's evident in the world of rugby at this stage that it's no longer the starting 15 and a bench. You need impact from that bench. And like I said, we knew that Cardiff's a quality team, and we selected the side specifically for that reason. I felt the specifically the young lads that started were exceptional, and then I thought our bench were really, really good.
Yeah, certainly those younger players took their opportunity last night. More on that story in the next hour. It looks like Shamrock Rovers' title celebrations are on hold. Derry City informed the FAI last night that they're unable to fulfil their game against Rovers tomorrow night. One of the City players and a member of their backroom team has tested positive for COVID-19. Now, this one is going to be a tricky one because it's not clear whether the game will be postponed or the points forfeited by Derry, because last week the FAI informed clubs that no more games would be postponed because of the virus. The First Division will take centre stage this evening. The final round of games, 7 teams still have a chance to earn promotion. The champions will be promoted, and then the next 4 teams qualify for a playoff. The mats, though, at the top of the table, very straightforward. If the leaders Drogheda beat Cabinteely, they are champions. Should they slip up and Bray get the better of Athlone Town, then they will go up. All those matches tonight at 7:45. 2 games last night in the Premier League. Tottenham are up to 5th in the standings. They had a 1-0 win against Burnley. Heung-min Son scored the goal, his 8th of the season. But his partnership with Harry Kane is absolutely flourishing this season. Kane flicked on, Son headed in, and it was their 9th link-up goal in 6 league games. Their manager is Jose Mourinho.
They are top players, but they are top friends. They are top players, but they don't want to be prima donnas. They are top players, but they play for each other. They are top players, they play for the team, and they play for Tottenham. We have a team.
Liverpool will play tonight in the Champions League. It's the live game on RT2. It's FC Midtjylland. It gets underway at 8 o'clock. We'll be previewing that in the next hour. Manchester City are away to Marseille. Cork's own Cadogan and Dara Fitzgibbon will miss Saturday's Munster hurling semi-final against Waterford because of injury. Manager Kieran Kingston confirmed the news last night. Robbie O'Flynn is unavailable because of suspension. And finally, the Vuelta resumes later today after a rest day yesterday. Dan Martin, 3rd overall ahead of Stage 7, 20 seconds behind the leader Richard Garapaz. More sport on the RT News app and the sports website.